Welcome into this special edition of Diamonds in the Desert. I'm Haley Stasiak with Jordan Hamm. Now, news in any sort of sport comes at any sort of time, but today some news broke when one of us was walking out to go boxing and one of us was getting a pedicure. So,
joke's on me, guys. I was getting the pedicure.
The Diamondbacks acquired JD Martinez from the Tigers in return for three prospects, and this is a huge move and a very statement trade for the Diamondbacks.
Absolutely. In an offseason, which was Mike Hazen's first offseason with the Diamondbacks, for the most part, he didn't really make a splash. You could probably say the biggest one was Fernando Rodney, and even then, that was kind of an under-the-radar signing. They brought in Daniel Descalzo and Chris Iannetta, Jeff Mathis, but no one really that made that big splash, and this definitely is bringing in JD Martinez from the Detroit Tigers. This is a guy that is a great power bat, is hitting for average, hitting 300 this year, and a guy that Mike Hazen said after the trade was pulled off that they can just place right in the middle of that lineup, whether it's the four, whether it's the five, they aren't quite sure yet, but a middle three of Paul Goldschmidt, Jake Lamb, and JD Martinez in any order is pretty impressive for the Diamondbacks.
They're getting that much needed bat right there in the heart of that lineup, but that means they're going to have to give up something out there. And obviously it's Ray Fuentes and Chris Herman that could potentially be getting that look. Probably going to be Fuentes. As of late, both of them have been doing pretty well at the plate. Home runs and doubles in the series with the Reds. So in that aspect, what is the cost and the benefit of giving up one of those two guys in return for JD?
Well, I think there's no question. When you have a power bat like JD Martinez and a guy that has had playoff experience, that's another thing that Hazen brought up. He was in that 2014 playoff push that the Tigers were in, and he was in the middle of that lineup. So this is a guy that has logged time with the Astros, but most notably the Tigers. Gregor Blanco is a great veteran, and I think because of that, he'll stay up. And I think Ray Fuentes is a younger guy and still, I think, grew a lot from this. But even when AJ Pollock was coming back, he knew his time was limited and he was trying to make the most of it and learn the most and be a sponge. So I think this is just part of being on a good baseball team. There's going to be spots. And when you're competing, other guys are going to come in and those spots are limited. I'm sure, you know, he'll be a September call up when that happens. And I'm sure, you know, as, you know, lineups change and potential injuries happen, Ray will be on the front of their mind, as will Jeremy Hazelbaker in that outfield. But when you have both the ability to hit for average and the ability to hit for power, specifically against left-handed pitching, which is something that the Diamondbacks have struggled against this year, JD Martinez is hitting .474 against left-handed pitching. So that instantly adds some credibility. That'll strengthen the lineup as a whole because then they have to get better pitches to a Jake Lamb, to a Paul Goldschmidt, and that sort of thing. So obviously you don't want to see one of those guys go, but when you have a guy like JD Martinez and you're giving up the prospects you're giving up, I think this is a home run for the Diamondbacks.
Now on the Fox Sports Arizona broadcast tonight, they discussed the moment that Martinez found out he was officially traded, and they said there were some emotions with that. Obviously, leaving a team that you've kind of grown with and really gotten a break with is going to be tough. In that aspect, as a person, what do you think Martinez will bring into this clubhouse?
Well, based on everything that I've read, I haven't seen anything about being a bad clubhouse guy or anything like that. Listen, this is the part of baseball and sports that people don't really think about a lot, is that it's human beings. He now has to go find a place. He now has to go either ship his car or find a new car. He has to, do all those life things.
They put him on a plane to Cincinnati right away, yeah.
Exactly. You have to do those things that all of us probably have to do making a major move, but you have to be rather than giving your 2 weeks notice, you have about 20 minutes notice, yeah. If that. He had time to say basically bye to a couple teammates, and he's already on his way. And once the deal is completely finalized, Hazen is hoping that he'll be there tomorrow and ready to play. So there's definitely a transition. We saw with Martin Prado when he got traded from the Braves to the Diamondbacks quite a few years ago. There was quite a transition that he had to make, and he was pretty upfront that it was tough for him. And His mom eventually came out to help with the transition, and finally it was that time he went back to Atlanta and kind of was like, okay, this door is closed. Mm-hmm. Now I'm with the Diamondbacks. His numbers turned around. His overall attitude turned around. Not saying that JD's going to have to do that, but that's something that is definitely part of it. So, yeah, I think, you know, I think it will give a shot of life to the organization as a whole. It sends a message from the top down.
It seemed to on Tuesday night with that 11-2 win against the Reds.
So. Yeah, absolutely. That is the most runs that they've scored in a month. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's good for Diamondback fans to see the double digits when the run scored, because this offense has really struggled as of late. So, but yeah, I think that it sends a message that Mike Hazen is ready to win now. This is JD Martinez may not be here next year.
Right.
He very well could be a rental. So they want to get the most out of him, and they want to try to make a push and, you know, take their best swing at the Dodgers.
We talked earlier this week today. Frequently we talk about how the Diamondbacks seem to have these highs, and then after the All-Star break they had some lows. But bringing in Martinez for this 2017 team, that's what Hazen said. It was for this team. What does that kind of say about moving forward the rest of the second half?
Well, that their eye is on the playoffs, and they want to make a deep push. They don't want to be the first wild card team out.
Right.
They want to, you know, take a hack at the Nationals. They want to take a hack at whoever comes from the NL Central. They want to take a hack at the Dodgers, and that clearly wasn't working with the lineup that they had and the way things were going overall. I think that you got your peak out of Ray Fuentes and out of Gregor Blanco and out of some other guys, Nick Ahmed when he was healthy. Brandon Drury's been great. But these are young guys, and these are guys that you're going to have to build around. And at times, you know, you can't fault them if they falter a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're still developing in this game. So to bring in a veteran presence like that and a guy that's been so decorated and just flat out, you know, produces offensively and is a, you know, a decent outfielder defensively, I'd say, you know, decent to good, definitely not a liability out there, that certainly helps the offense.
That's what we've got for you on this special edition of Diamonds in the Desert. News happens anytime. Jordan was ready for it, gave me a call, said, Haley, there's news. JD Martinez just got traded to the Diamondbacks.
The bat signal came out.
Thanks for listening in.